You got the touch. You got the power. Yeah.
All right. So, welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Brian, I gotta say.
Yeah.
You gotta work on your air drumming, man. That was
really off. Plus, I mean, you're also watching me on like a delay on Zoom, so of course it's gonna be like half a step off. It's really bad. Anyway, you're a winner.
You can also watch Brian's phenomenal air drumming on the Facebook live stream that we are doing.
I'm an amazing air drummer.
Over at Devil Radio 927's Facebook page.
Good multi-level keyboards.
Yeah,
like, there's one set of keyboards, like, and then there's one behind you.
Vintage
as well.
80s. Vintage 80s. There you go.
It's good stuff.
But the Shaw 101 FM also has a Facebook page, WAUK Radio. You can go check out that on Facebook to see the live stream as well. And you can join the conversation at any time. Share your tangent, 844-967-2789. Give us a call. Send us a text. But Brian,
I play that song for a reason.
Yeah, and let's go into that reason.
And it's to bring into the story we're going to get into here.
Let's do it.
It's from the Transformers the movie soundtrack, right? And it's I'm beginning to think that I think Republicans are starting to turn into just like cartoon villains at this point. Like they're just like it's all about like there's no. Hey, would you go into business with Donald Trump? No. Would you leave your wife alone with Donald Trump? No. Would you like your daughter to hang out with Donald Trump alone? No. Would you vote for him? Absolutely. Why? Because he's not a Democrat. What is this?
You got to own the libs.
It's cartoon thinking. You know what I mean? And the way that they're trying to do things is cartoonish. Like, well, if you like, look at this. Wonderful story we're going to get into right here. Fake Trump elector Robert Spindell is running for chair of the Wisconsin Elections Commission.
Yep, and you almost think that that would be a made-up headline, but no. In fact, Spindell hasn't faced any consequences yet for being one of 10 Republican electors that, you know, decided to say, election results be damned in 2020. We're going to go ahead and send our slate of electors to the Library of Congress and try to get those certified by the vice president instead of the actual set of electors that did meet in normal accordance and send those in saying that Joe Biden won the state because he did by more than 20,000 votes.
Now it's worth pointing out that one of the key issues that Republicans have with the running of the 2020 election was the absentee ballots, right? And how they were, how they were governed and how they were distributed, that type of thing, and how they were collected.
They didn't like statewide guidance saying however, how absentee ballots could be used.
But that statewide guidance was provided unanimously by the Wisconsin Elections Commission. The person that is on there, on that elections commission that was part of the unanimous vote that is the crux of the problem for the Republicans, is Robert Spindell.
He would be one of those six votes that did vote unanimous to allow it.
So these people have a problem with everybody at the Wisconsin Elections Commission for their horrible thing.
Tim Michaels, Republican candidate for governor, said that he's going to fire all of the commissioners and all of the staff over at the Wisconsin Elections Commission and then maybe hire them back 30 days after firing them if he becomes governor.
So this guy said, you know what? You're right. That unanimous vote that we all took to go and it's so bad we have to, you know what? We're not even going to try a recall or anything. We're going to send false electors and I'm going to be one of them. We're going to meet in secret and have a secret,
armed guards,
and Scott Fitzgerald's going to help us out.
State Senator Scott Fitzgerald and Congressman-elect Scott Fitzgerald
Who's complaining about his own election, by the way.
He's contesting the same election results that he himself didn't contest the fact that he won and he was going to go to Congress on those results. He reserved the room at the Capitol. They coordinated it at an undisclosed location away from the Capitol, had an armed escort take them to the Capitol where they met in private, and then decided to sign actual documents saying that former President Donald Trump won the state of Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes and send them off to Congress. And that's multiple forms of fraud, if not just mail fraud. It is just fraud, because that didn't happen, Brian.
And then this guy is like, you know what? This organization that everybody wants, that is the crux of the whole argument against the election in the first place, this organization that everybody wants to get rid of and or jail or go after everybody but me, I think I should lead that.
I think I'm well fit to lead that, is where he goes, Brian.
It's the same type of idiocy that makes people go, you know what? Government is awful. Government is horrible. Government never works. That's why I should run it.
I want to run it and then go on vacation for 9 months to just show how horrible government can be. And then they get away with it.
And you know why? Because everybody's like, oh, yeah, well, you know, hey, you know what? We should have really good running government. Yeah, well, you know, that we probably should. Well, you got to actually do something and make sure that the people who are running it are doing a good job.
So let's get into the piece, Brian. Because I want to share some of the details surrounding this, because it's not set in stone that Robert Spindell is going to be leading the Wisconsin Elections Commission, but it seems almost more likely than not for this next term, and I want to get into why. So this is a Molly Beck piece over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. One of the 10 Wisconsin Republicans who in 2020 posed as presidential electors for Donald Trump, even though Joe Biden won the state's presidential election, is now running to lead the state's election agency.
Molly Beck called him a poser.
What a poser. Robert Spindell, one of three Republican members of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Again, that 3-3 deadlock between Democrats and Republicans built into the design of the commission by Republicans. They're complaining about that.
What did the Wisconsin Elections Commission replace? Oh, yeah, the nation, nationally regarded Government Accountability Board.
Yep. And so 3-3, he is one of the three Republicans. He's running for chairman of the panel after submitting false paperwork to Congress and the National Archives, claiming to be an elector for Trump and touring the state, falsely claiming the 2020 election was, quote, rigged but legal. I'm definitely, positively, absolutely running for chair of the commission. I think I'm by far the most qualified, most knowledgeable, and would have the most support from the Republican electorate, Spindell said in an interview. The commission is evenly divided between Democrats and Republicans, with a member of each party taking turns being chairman or chairwoman for 2-year terms. Ann Jacobs, a Democratic attorney from Milwaukee, is currently leading the panel. And so, Brian, that gets back into the baked-in, both sides, even deadlock, government doesn't work mindset that was the Wisconsin Elections Commission was constructed out of. Because you take turns then. The 2 years the Democrat gets to lead it, 2 years the Republican gets to lead it. And it goes back and forth. And so
I just want to remind everybody again that when Rebecca Clayfish tells you that she wants to do something horrible to the Elections Commission, she's trying to dismantle the thing that Scott Walker created that she was a part of.
Mm-hmm. The same.
She's hitching her wagon to Scott Walker and also railing against the government, Wisconsin Elections Commission that his commission created. They created this thing and they are trying to destroy it.
They did not like how the Government Accountability Board tried to hold the government accountable while Walker and Clayfish ran the government, and so they created the Wisconsin Elections Commission, and now as a candidate, Clayfish says she wants to do away with it as well. So yeah, real great out there running against her own hard work, because that's how good her work is, Brian.
Well, that's how great Foxconn is.
Yeah, that's a whole nother story. But getting back into this piece, the next leader will lead the commission through the November election and much of the 2024 presidential election cycle, a year eyed as a referendum by Wisconsin Republican on the state's election system that many in the party deemed to have failed in 2020.
But can't really enumerate exactly how or even specify how.
It's all based on
feelings.
It's just vibes. It's vibes.
That's good.
It's all vibes. Among their duties, the chair of the commission certifies election results, a historically benign task now under scrutiny as large swaths of the GOP believe the 2020 election results should never have been certified. So the person that sent in fraudulent documents saying that the loser won is vying to be in charge of the commission that will be responsible for certifying our next state presidential election results.
You know how I said they're becoming like cartoon villains at this point? At least Scooby-Doo villains had the nerve to put on a costume for a little bit and pretend they were someone else. My God, they're just doing it out in the open. The person running for Secretary of State outwardly said, I'm there to control the elections.
Yeah. Yeah. And it is cartoonish, Brian. But so it's important to point out here. So Bob Spindell, one of three Republicans, maybe there will be a different Republican on the commission that wants to step up. And, you know, they'll be the one that'll chair the commission rather than Spindell, because, you know, you'd hope that the other members of the commission would want to go with certifying the election results after holding the fair and free election. But, you know, seems like politics is a little bit more at play at the Wisconsin Elections Commission than in years past.
Let me keep reading here, because this is really interesting, I found.
Mm-hmm.
Dean Knudsen, who served as chairman between 2018 and 2020, could run against Spindell for the position. To be elected, Spindell and Knudsen must receive at least one vote from a Democratic member of the commission during the body's meeting on Wednesday. In a separate recent interview, Spindell said he doesn't know how much support he could get. He acknowledged he may have trouble getting a Democratic vote, which he would need to get a majority. And here's his quote. I would think that maybe they would not like me to be chair, he said of the Democrats. Here's the thing. None of these a-holes ever say anything about how am I going to get the Democratic votes?
Yeah.
How am I ever going to convince the Democrats to go and vote for me? They never say anything like that. They just go, Democrats are awful. We have to go and change everything to go and make it so that we win all the time. Never, hey, maybe we should maybe make a more palatable message for people. No. Again, it's just,
that
no,
gets
I'm
back
gonna run
to
it.
The, there's no compromising with some of these new cartoonish arguments
this
coming out of the other side.
This is what we're talking about with authoritarianism.
Yeah. Brian, I want to quickly finish the
please do
the piece here. He said he thought he would do a good job promoting the commission and showing the public the good that it does at a time when Republicans who control the legislature are skeptical of the agency. Quote, for the commission itself, I think I'm the best one to be able to do what's necessary to make sure that the election commission is entirely transparent, he said. We don't get into a situation where it looks like funny stuff is being done.
You're the one. You're literally the one who made the funny stuff happen.
So that is the gaslighting that Bob Spindell decided to include in his interview just for us, Brian, because he literally wanted to handpick just the two of us to gaslight with.
Listen,
that quote.
You Colonel Potter, looking at me, look, I'm tired of this crap. Seriously. Like if you have a problem, listen. You can listen to someone who's on the Wisconsin Election Commission every week on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
On Mondays at 7 o'clock on this very station, you can listen to Mark Thompson, and you can listen to what he has to say, and you can agree or disagree with him, but you can follow his train of thought and see if he's even a sane person. At least I would like to think so. He really seems to be a really nice and sane person, and the things that he's stood up for and the things that he has said in my mind lead me to think that he's a very well thought person, and he considers things of both sides to go and move forward with the agenda that he wants, but he understands the importance of the position. But don't take my word for it. Listen to him on Mondays at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, on Devil Radio and
Mark Thompson. But my point is, everything I've heard from Bob Spindell is just the opposite of what reality is.
Yeah. And unfortunately, Dean Knudsen, one of the other Republicans, didn't respond to comment. So unfortunately, we're not going to really know, it sounds like, from the other Republican members, which one of them is going to try to run for the chair position of the commission before tomorrow night's meeting. But it's definitely something to keep an eye on, Brian, because it's going to determine who certifies the state's election results coming up.
I'm tired of people coming into my party, running around and knocking things over in my house, kicking people and yelling at their faces, and then complaining that people are like, why are people mean to me? Why are people treating me with such disdain? I'm just trying to party here.
Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents.
Cabbage
with
Head.
Luke and Brian.
Watch Kids in the Hall and look up Cabbage Head.
Exactly.
That's the entirety of the Republican Party at this point.
We see your calls stacking up. We're going to get to the callers at the beginning of this next segment, but we got a short break here. One more segment left in the day. Give us a call. 844-967-2789.